Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well. Before I start to review a Daniel Friedrich guitar, a Jim Redgate guitar, which Anna Vidovich has recorded a whole concert on, and a Luis Panormo guitar from 1838, I want to point out on this guitar behind me. You see this guitar? And you see this signing. Well, this is a Zika's luthier's guitar, actually one of our best-selling guitars until now, the recital traditional model. And Anna Vidovich has signed on the button of the top of this guitar. And you know what? You can actually win this guitar. And you want to know how? Just watch this giveaway video with Anna Vidovich. And in the video description, you can see the instructions and what you have to do. It's very easy, no worries. Well, let's start with the first guitar of this week, which is made by the French legend Daniel Friedrich. And actually, I didn't review a Daniel Friedrich in the last couple of months, so I missed that. I missed this guitar. And this is a concert model of Daniel Friedrich, which is the highest model by this guitar luthier. This guitar is from 1972 and it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And I have to say, the guitars of Daniel Friedrich, the concert models, which have been built in between 1970 and 1980, are actually my personal favorite guitars. They are just my taste of sound, and I truly love those guitars in that period of the time. And this guitar has the number 345. I think I don't need to talk a lot about Daniel Friedrich. He's a legend and he has influenced many guitar luthiers, and for many people he is the best classical guitar maker of the new of the modern classical guitar era. And yeah, that's why I will just start to play a few notes on it and you can judge the sound by yourself. Incredible. I mean, if perfection would be a guitar, it would be Daniel Friedrich guitars. It's like a piano. It's so well balanced and you have such a long sustain and every tone has the same length and intensity. Thank you. guitar can be actually confusing because suddenly you are hearing new nuances, new tones, new vibrations, and the separation on this guitar is so good that you hear the pieces that you are playing in a different way, in a new way, in a more open way. This is what makes Daniel Friedrich guitars so unique. I could play much longer on this guitar. Probably I couldn't stop actually. But to be fair to the other guitars of this week, we have to move on at some point. But this is one of the best, probably. I mean, I have tried many Daniel Friedrich guitars. I think this is on the top three or top four list of Daniel Friedrich guitars. Especially the concert model with a spruce top. This is always a model or a guitar that impressed me the most. And let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this Daniel Friedrich guitar from 1972. And let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is probably for many people the reference or the pinnacle of a romantic guitar, of an exceptional romantic guitar. It's made by the legendary Louis Panormo from England, who was building his guitars in London. What Louis Panormo did was building romantic guitars, but with a Spanish fan bracing. And this was a super innovative step in building the romantic guitars in that time. Yeah, it's one of the favorite guitars of many artists who are playing romantic repertoire. Probably the perfect guitar for the romantic repertoire. This guitar is from 1838. Wow. And it had, of course, some small restorations, but overall it's in a great condition for a guitar from 1838. It has a 63 centimeters scale. It comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and side. It's a super lightweight guitar, as you can imagine. Also the size is slightly smaller, and it's a piece of history. It's just magical to hold this guitar in your hands. Let me play on it. Does a romantic guitar sound? Soft, slightly nasal, round, dark, and super calming sound. And this is exactly, yeah, the reference of a romantic guitar. With a great intonation. Pure magic. As I mentioned it already in one of the last videos, playing on this guitar is like doing a time trip to the past. And it's like you have a super calming moment and you forget all the noise outside of your home. It brings you down and it's so pure, and I don't know how to describe it. Maybe if you have played a romantic guitar or an olden instrument, you can understand what I mean. Anyway, I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on this Luis Panormo guitar from 1838? And if you are enjoying the video, please don't forget to leave a like. It will help the channel a lot to grow and to produce more content for you. And let's move to the next instrument. So, from a super old vintage romantic guitar to one of the best modern classical guitars nowadays, this guitar is made by the Australian guitar luthier Jim Redgate. And before I start to talk about this guitar, Anna Vidovich has recorded a whole concert on this guitar, which you can see tomorrow on our channel at 4 p.m. European time. So basically, I don't need to play any single tone of this guitar. You can hear the sound sample tomorrow on the video, but I will still play a few notes on this guitar. It's brand new from 2025. It's a double top model because, as you might know, Jim Redgate is building lattice braced guitars and double top guitars, and this is a double top model with a cedar top and cerakote back and sides. Let me play on it. First of all, you can hear that the sustain of this guitar is so long. You know, it's like an electric guitar that you have put it in an amplifier. Very loud, very forward going, long sustain, and full of overtones. And what I love the most is the soft sound character. It's very polished. It has a super round tone. Wow, it's like a piano almost. Oh. comfortable to play on this guitar because the tones are coming out easily without putting too much effort. And you notice it also if a student or a classical guitarist is playing in a competition and he is sitting on the stage and he has a Jim Redgate guitar or a very loud and good double top guitar, he has some advantages compared to those classical guitarists who are playing traditional guitar with a very intimate sound, because they have to put so much effort to be heard. And this is the advantage of double top guitars or the modern guitars. Yeah, let's play more on this amazing guitar. Such an addictive guitar. You cannot stop. Absolutely stunning guitar. I could take it home. It's so good. If you are able to play on modern guitars, or if you like the modern sounding guitars, this is probably one of the best examples how a modern guitar should sound. A Jim Redgate guitar, brand new from 2025, and you can listen to this guitar for 50 minutes tomorrow on our channel, a whole concert played by Anna Vidovic. Well, I hope you are enjoying the video. If you do, please don't forget to leave a like. I would be super happy about that. And this guitar, Zika's Luthiers recited traditional model signed by Anna Vidovic, you can win it. And if you want to know how, just watch the video that we have published on Wednesday on our channel. It was a funny game with Anna Vidovic. You can see in the video how you can participate. Let's talk about this guitar. This is made by one of the biggest names, Jose Ramirez III. And it's a flamenca model with a 66 centimeters scale, and it's from 1959. As you know, Jose Ramirez family are building guitars since many generations, and this is the Jose Ramirez III. It's a super lightweight guitar. It comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. I mean, I'm not a flamenco player, but I try to play somehow something that is similar to flamenco. So the sound of this guitar is, of course, bright. Bright, punchy, actually what you expect from a very good flamenco guitar. What I also like a lot is the response of the guitar, but this is also something that you expect from a flamenco guitar. The playability, the shape of the neck is super comfortable for me, even with a 66 centimeters scale. I also like that the sound is not too bright or too thin. It has a lot of core and substance in the tone. This is, I think, one of the highlights of this flamenca model by Jose Ramirez III. And it's from 1959 and it's in a great condition. Congratulations to the previous owner of this guitar that he paid so much attention while maintaining this guitar. Well, let's move to the next guitar, which is also a Jose Ramirez III guitar, but it's a classical model. This guitar is also a Jose Ramirez III guitar from 1985. It's the 1A model. It's a classical model, not a flamenca like the previous guitar. And also this guitar is in a great condition. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the Jose Ramirez guitars, they have usually a thick fingerboard, or the neck is slightly thicker than the other guitars, but this is also what makes this guitar for many people more comfortable to play on, especially if you have slightly bigger hands and longer fingers. So it will sound very Spanish. It's the soul of the Spanish sound. But let's see how the other qualities of this guitar are. Trebles. I think the trebles of this guitar are the highlight of this guitar. They have such a bell-like sound, very well resonating, and they are clean, very clean and bright. Lovely. Okay, at the end it was slightly out of tune, but I think you can hear how clean this guitar sounds. Yeah, one of the highlights of this guitar is the tone separation. You can hear every single tone. It's like every tone has its own highway. ¶¶ next guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Martin Brecher, who is building always very exotic guitars with beautiful woods and woods that usually not many luthiers are using. And this guitar is the Small Soul Lattice model. So it has obviously a lattice bracing and it has 63 centimeters scale. It comes with a spruce top and apple wood back and sides. Let's play a few notes on it. Guitar full of overtones, and the tones are coming out very fast and without any effort. And I like the round and dark character of the tone. Guitar is also going to be a Martin Brecher guitar, but it's a different model. Well, this guitar, also made by the German guitar maker Martin Brecher, is the Soul Cut model, and it has also a lattice braced top, and this guitar is full of beautiful decorations straight away in the rosette, full of beautiful colors. So tasteful, I love it. You can find these colors and musters also on the purflings of the guitar and also on the back of the guitar. And by the way, the back of the guitar, back and sides, are apple wood. I think a very light wood, lightweight wood. And we have spruce top. We have also an armrest and a very interesting headstock. So a guitar full of features. But the sound, how is the sound? Let's find out. Like the previous guitar, also this one is working without putting too much effort. The tones are coming out easily, so it's responding very fast. It's a very well resonating guitar. Lovely. Also, the balance is very good. You hear the same loudness and intensity in every tone. Well, the last guitar of this week was a Martin Brecher guitar with beautiful decorations, a very soft sound, well resonating tone. Let me know what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also other guitars of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel to not miss contents. And once again, you can win this guitar with the signing of Anna Vidovic on it. If you want to know how, just watch the video that I will put in the video description of this video. So I will put the link in the video description. In that video, you can see how to win this guitar. It's very easy, nothing complicated. Well, have a nice weekend and see you next week.